This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Pakistan's government said it has reached its limit and cannot accept more Afghan refugees as the threat of violence looms in Afghanistan. Pakistani officials are demanding that the world make arrangements for the refugees inside Afghanistan amid fears that millions of Afghans may be forced to flee into neighboring countries if fighting between the Taliban and the Afghan government forces intensifies or deteriorates into a civil war. Dozens of families are living in makeshift tent camp on a rocky patch of land on the edge of the city of Mazar-e-Sharif. Men, women, and children roast in plastic tents under scorching summer heat. One young girl, known only as Sakina, tells of heavy-handed measures by the Taliban. She says the Taliban first burned the school and then attacked on government forces, and we left the area. We walked for a long time, and finally a man showed us the way, and I came here with my father and mother. The Taliban had made promises that Afghans, especially minorities, had no reason to fear them. At least 50 people were killed and dozens injured in a fire likely caused by oxygen tank explosion at a coronavirus hospital in Iraq's southern city of Nasiriyah. As rescuers combed the smoke-charred building in search of more bodies, Prime Minister Mustafa El-Kadhimi held urgent meetings with senior ministers and ordered the suspension and arrest of health and defense managers in Nasiriyah. Already decimated by war and sanctions, Iraq's healthcare system has struggled to cope with the coronavirus epidemic. The arrest of a failed Florida businessman in the assassination of Haiti's president has deepened the mystery into an already convoluted plot. Christian Emmanuel Sanon is a 62-year-old Haitian who expressed a desire to leave.